In an op-ed piece for the New York Times titled My Medical Choice, Angelina Jolie wrote that her doctors estimated she had an 87% risk of developing breast cancer and a 50% risk of ovarian cancer. Jolie goes on to say her decision for surgery ultimately decreased that risk from 87% to 5%.
She hasn't reduced it to zero because nothing's absolute in that regard, but she's reduced it substantially. And if she doesn't develop breast cancer, then she certainly can't die from breast cancer.
That's Dr. Michelle Shane, a breast oncologist at the University of Rochester's Medical Center. She says Jolie's decision is the same decision more than 12,000 women face every year in New York State. And because all women are different, so are their reactions.
Some women are open to the idea, but they say, well, I'm kind of young, you know, I want to have children first, I want to breastfeed first, I want to do some things before I have my breasts removed. Other women say, you know what, I want to do this right away. And other women say, I don't ever want to do this. And there's no wrong answer, basically. It's whatever is right for an individual.
According to the Breast Cancer Coalition, more than 3,500 women die each year from breast cancer in our state. Dr. Shane says regular exercise, maintaining vitamin D levels, and limiting daily alcohol consumption can actually lower a woman's risk of developing cancer. Lachey Agnew, WXXI News.